Good morning. The price of a bottle of butane gas will reach an all-time record this week, another consequence of the conflict in Ukraine. As of today, the cost of a bottle will reach its historical high of €15.99 each. A combination of the sharp rise in the cost of raw materials, transportation costs, and the weak strength of the euro against the dollar is to blame for this record price in the orange butane bottles. According to sources from the Ministry of Energy Transition, this maximum price increase has been tempered because it is capped at a maximum of 5%. If this limitation didn't exist, then the bottles would have increased by over 8%. Every 2 months, the price of bottled liquefied petroleum gas in containers of between 8 and 20 kilograms is reviewed. The former king could return from self-imposed exile in the United Arab Emirates next weekend after court investigations were shelved against him in both Spain and Switzerland. Reports in Spanish media suggested that King Felipe VI and his father agreed that his father could return after they had a telephone conversation at the weekend. The two will meet in Madrid. The conversation came during King Felipe's two-hour visit on Sunday to Abu Dhabi following the death of President Nahyan of the United Arab Emirates 2 days before. Gibraltar's Chief Minister Fabien Picardo updated Parliament on negotiations regarding the ROC's future relationship with the EU yesterday and sounded his most upbeat so far about progress. He believes at least two more rounds of formal negotiations will be needed and said the first is likely to be held in early June if the parties involved agree on dates. He went on to say that the negotiations are in effect touching every single aspect of the basic building blocks of the European Union and considering whether, and if so, how each of these could apply to Gibraltar going forward. The complexity of the negotiation is, he said, frankly unimaginable. With regard to fears about the sovereignty of Gibraltar, he said the future is exclusively British. And temperatures in some areas of Europe this week could hit 40 degrees Celsius in the next few days. The increased temperatures are set to be caused by airflow from the south. Much of Spain, Portugal, France and Italy are likely to see temperatures in the mid-30s, which is about 10 degrees Celsius hotter than usual for this time of year. On top of that, heat can also generate thunderstorms. Temperatures are likely to increase each day through until Sunday. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.